Ambargo, ambargo, sound off on Minnesota, bro.
Oh
Ambargo, I'm about to go off, bro.
me too. Oh yeah, I'm finna. I'm from 2 days ago when Brooklyn lost. I'm not holding back. Yeah,
Hey.
no. I ain't letting that go. I ain't letting that go because y'all don't. You know, I already told you how I felt about why people. I don't understand why people were saying Nets at six.
Yo, relax.
The most disrespectful shit I heard,
Bro, the
man, all
Celtics
season.
defended their home court, and you acting like they won the finals off
Y'all, bro, y'all really was
They
talking
still got
about
to win two more.
Nets in six. Like, bro,
Yeah.
bro, what? Nets, y'all all had the mindset that Brooklyn was gonna go into Boston and steal one game. Y'all can't tell me y'all didn't. Y'all thought Brooklyn was gonna go into Boston and steal a game, bro, at least one of them two
Well,
games.
the first game, Tatum had a prayer, man.
Okay, I'm listening. I'm listening. Go ahead.
And then the second game, they blew a 17-point lead.
Right.
Shoot, the first game they did too.
Yeah.
Wait, you talking about the Nets?
Yeah.
And that terrible defense that we knew was terrible coming into the
I mean,
the
the
postseason.
second game, the defense was better up until the
Hey, to
fourth
be honest,
quarter.
bro, I'm glad I'm not the only one that's saying I finally heard one of the analysts say it today. They're like, why isn't he playing LaMarcus Aldridge or Blake Griffin? As much as they are in the back end of their career, you mean to tell me they can't give you 5 to 10 minutes? Both of those players?
They was just giving y'all minutes last season.
That's what I'm saying. I'm confused. I'm like, what is
Me
he even
too.
doing?
Like, do you think they're gonna like hinder KD and Kyrie to like especially LaMarcus Aldridge? I don't
Well,
understand why
if
he's
they
not getting.
lose, they're firing Steve Nash.
If they lose in five or in four, yeah.
I think coaching is the issue, to be honest with you, man.
Yeah, I had
Well,
Marcus.
as much as I
My
like Steve Nash, I feel like that's the
bad. I'm about
issue.
to go outside.
I'm waiting on the Boston Celtics game again Saturday. Ooh.
Bro, relax,
I'm
man.
not. I'm not, bro. I'm not. Like y'all
They got
niggas.
Nets. That's
Yeah, I mean,
23.
y'all niggas. I mean, listen. I would be a person that is just sticking to their pick, but is riding so high on the first two wins that I'm gonna keep it rolling, and I would pick Boston again to win in game three if I was in like total fandom mode. But like I told Chuck earlier, bro, I don't want to see the Celtics win shit. It was just bothering me. It just bothered me more that all y'all thought Kyrie and KD was enough to beat the real quality teams in the East in a 7-game series, and y'all thought they was just gonna breeze to the Eastern Conference Finals. Like what? Like I couldn't believe it. Oh, KD almost beat the Bucks by himself last year.
Well, actually, I said the Heat would stop them.
Bro, I know. I'm just saying, like, majority, like, all y'all talking about that Nets in six against the Celtics, like, that to me, that was so disrespectful, especially, and I get it, we all not the same people, but I had the Celtics winning the series in 7 games. Respect for the Nets, Kyrie and KD, but the way the Celtics giving it to y'all, giving it to them right now, man, Celtics in
Giving
six.
it. Ain't no
Celtics
doubt
in
giving it,
six.
but.
You feel me? Celtics in five, really. Like, that's how I was looking. Because if Kyrie and KD not gonna step, bro, Kyrie and KD, they both need to have a good game, and the role players need to do what they did. And to me, the likelihood of that happening on the like at the next at least 4 of the next 5 nights is not likely. Like that's not likely, bro. If the Celtics, you feel me, if they can take away one or both of your best players, bro, they can do it again. And this is without Robert Williams. Like Horford, all them boys, types, they stepping it up on the defensive side. You feel me? Like,
I honestly don't know how they're not taking advantage of the Tice thing. Like, that boy couldn't guard nothing. He was just in Houston. He couldn't guard nothing. I'm confused. But I guess, I mean, it's that Celtics culture. Kind of like the Heat culture. They say most people that come to the Heat, they hang their hat on the defensive end, you know? Like, they're willing to run through a brick wall for the coach. But with the Celtics, Tice, he just fit right on in, right back where he used to be. because I forgot he did used to be there. But that boy couldn't guard nothing in Houston. I'll never forget that. All right, that boy's getting cooked every game.
He's a cook to have.
Every game. I mean, like, when he started, every game.
Well, Raptors getting swept.
Yeah, man.
I thought they was going to win at least.
Hey,
they
almost I had did, no bro. Idea. Hey, Scottie Barnes is my new rookie of the year, bro.
Bro.
I had no idea he made that Allen. Much of an impact.
Hey, Allen. Hey, hey. Tell this nigga shut up, bro. Tell this nigga shut up, bro. I know I was, bro. Hey, he was trying to get on me about, we bringing up a rookie? We bringing up a rookie?
Hey, really? Pool's a all-star now, bro.
Bro. Who? Pool?
Jordan Poole's an all-star, bro.
Bro, no, bro. I'm not letting it go, bro. I'm not letting the Scottie Barnes thing go, bro. I'm not, bro. I'm not. Bro.
What do you mean you're not letting it go?
Bro, the way you was trying to get on me about talk about even bringing up Scottie Barnes' name in this series as a reason why I think Toronto might take a game, and you was really getting
on me. Bro, you said he was the reason why they was going to win. Do you have to go back to your
I said that, I, bro, hold on. No, I know exactly what I said. And I didn't even get
to you might need to go back.
Hell no, nah, because
you said specifically that's the reason why they might win the series. Because of Scottie Barnes.
I remember that I was getting ready to name three players, and that when I named Scottie Barnes first, you cut me off immediately talking about a rookie. We talking about a rookie? I didn't even get to bring up Gary Trent. Who actually had a good game and Thaddeus Young, who are I bro? What I brought these niggas' names up right after, bro, trying to explain to you that these three players and Scottie Barnes, I mean, these two players and Scottie Barnes, who was the rookie of the year, are important. They are important.
So you brought up Thad Young,
yes,
and they're gonna get swept,
yeah, for sure.
I'm sure to bring up Gary Trent, but I'm gonna let it slide.
They're gonna get swept off the court, man.
But Scottie Barnes hurt, bro. Like,
what's wrong with defending on rookies?
But he's an integral part of what they've been doing, right?
So now he's
rookie of the year, right?
Now we're going to the rookies, right?
He's rookie of the year, right?
I'm just asking
you too,
what other rookie is doing something?
Oh my God! Why do you deflect like that? Like, why do you deflect like that? Oh, we're going to talk about somebody else. I'm talking about Scottie Barnes and how important he is to the Toronto Raptors. I'm not talking about
So how important was Scottie Barnes the first game when he played? How important was he? I'm just asking.
I don't really think that question makes sense.
He played the full first game.
Y'all forget.
He got hurt in the first game.
Hey, forgetting. He's a rookie.
I'm not forgetting that, bro. I just brought his name up, and you want to get on me because I brought his name up. He wasn't even the only
name. I'm saying we're depending on rookies. Like,
bro, he said I didn't bring him Gary.
You didn't bring up Freddie VanVleet?
I didn't because I know about Fred VanVleet, bro. I know about Fred. He one of my little raps. You feel me? I got a little rap, little song.
He went off against him.
I know about Fred. I'm balling on him like I'm Fred VanVleet, man.
Looking at Drake out there.
Yeah, he do look like Drake. But yeah, Gary Trent, bro.
Hey,
yeah.
Pull an all-star to you guys.
He said, but yeah, Gary Trent, bro. Nah, he wasn't saying nothing about
bro,
Gary Trent.
I swear to God, everything that you said, I didn't say I would pull the tape on, bro. I would like to see it, bro.
Hold on, come on now.
No, because Gary Trent is another one. Like these Gary Trent, Scottie Barnes, and Thaddeus Young. Those three dudes have been an integral part of the Toronto Raptors, especially their defense this year. Those three
okay,
guys.
So why are you okay? So
I'm just saying, bro. I'm just
Gary
saying.
Gary Trent played.
Oh my goodness.
Gary Trent played.
He played sick. He could barely go. I'm just saying, like, bro. I'm saying Siakam is on his own, bro.
So did Jordan.
My man, all right, Michael Jordan, really? Michael Jordan,
quote unquote,
Gary Trent.
He finally said the truth.
Bro, you just didn't show me the other tape that you.
The other tape, bro. It's okay. You know why? Because I got the timestamps for the first time. Hey, Alan. I'm glad you're here, bro. I swear to God, I'm glad you're here. Haven't I been picking Memphis ever since we started talking about the NBA NBA playoffs? To go to at least the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, but look, man, look. Cool. Okay, can I get signed off Minnesota now, man? All right, man. Minnesota is clearly the better team, man. Clearly, talent-wise, as a whole, man. But their fucking coaching is fucking garbage. Bro, the past two games, they had leads. Double-digit leads. They blew a 26-point lead today and a 20-point lead late in the fucking
What's the common factor in both of those?
Cat is fucking fouling like a fucking rookie, bro.
What was he doing in the play-in? The same foul thing. Trouble. Bro. He going back to regular.
He plays reckless, bro.
That boy is going to keep running over people.
I just want to touch on something he said first. I'm gonna be calm about it. The Timberwolves are not clearly better. How in two games
are you up by 20 plus points and you blow a lead, and then this game you blow a 20-point lead twice?
If John Morant played good in any of these games.
This wouldn't even be a conversation. Like,
you know, the way he's been playing. Conversation. Yeah, this would be 3-0.
And Chuck brought up a good point while we weren't recording. Like, he did miss 20-some games right before the playoffs and came back. And the team was playing well without him. You've been saying it, and I've been saying it. I just don't hold all of that against Ja, because your team played well without you while you was hurt. I just don't hold that against Ja. Like a lot of other people do. I'm not saying y'all doing that either. I'm just saying, like, a lot of people, that's why, like, he wasn't even in the MVP, you know, race, because the team wasn't in the
game. He got moved down to the most improved. I've seen that.
But you know, like, bro, this triple-double he had, bro, this is one of the most inefficient triple-doubles I've ever seen from a star ever. Like, bro, I think bro has 7 turnovers. He's just not playing like himself. Like Chuck mentioned it earlier, he's just not playing within the flow of the offense, and he's trying to force a lot of shit. Now, the reason why I don't think there's a clear talent discrepancy, like how you're talking, is because of players like Brandon Clark, who stepped up tonight. You feel me? Like, John Morant wasn't having a good game. You feel me?
Cat was able to stay on the floor, they would have been up right now. 3-0.
But also, it's not even just about his fouls.
Fucking heat fouls.
Anthony Edwards has dropped in production.
It's not even just about that either. It's also about, like, they're not even getting Carl.
Their coaching is
they're
shot,
not even
bro.
Getting Carl the shots. Like, he's not even taking. He had more. I think fouls than attempts in the first quarter and a half. Like,
and why? Because bro, he falls for everything. And then he does a lot of silly, like, ticky-tacky fouls, bro, that he shouldn't even be fouling for.
I don't know. On that fifth foul, it looked like he hooked the guy, literally. Like, you know how you try and hook somebody to try and gain? Like how Patrick Beverly do? He'll hook you to try and tangle you up, you know? Get a foul, basically.
Because he's a bum. But okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're doing, I was just about to say, so you're doing stuff that Patrick Beverly does because he can't really score easily. But you're Karl-Anthony Towns, quote unquote, and you've been like trying to like draw ticky tack fouls the whole time. Like the whole game three, he was trying to draw ticky tack fouls, like complaining to the ref. You don't see him hitting me, you don't see there's licking at you. Like,
my bad. Karl-Anthony Towns bro, this man played 32 minutes. How you only take 4 shots? You Karl-Anthony Towns, quote unquote. You supposed to be the bro. But still, like,
he in Minnesota now. He got cold.
Yeah. Y'all back in Minnesota now, huh, Carl?
Yeah,
you back in Minnesota now. Yeah.
A little cold now.
I don't want to hear none of that.
Whoever posted that clip of him saying that, cold. they cold for that, bro.
Hey. That's ESPN that be doing that. They be growing. They be stirring the pot.
I need to see that. I need to see that so I can laugh.
Yeah, no.
I didn't even get the hop on Instagram.
I'm like, I know that's not his real voice.
And you know what? D'Angelo Russell was due, and he stepped up, man. Like,
he was doing his thing, bro.
He was doing his thing. But, and that's why I do understand where you're coming from, Alan. you think this team is clearly the more talented team. I don't think it's clear cut like how you do, but I get that starting lineup is pretty potent. You feel me? Compared to the Grizzlies starting lineup, it's just, you know, the Grizzlies do run deeper. And the coaching is obviously better because there's no way the Celtics head coach blowing a lead like that. Yeah. Like I just don't not against that team. It's not like Timberwolves.
The Grizzlies are against, a freaking team.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm looking at it right now. I hate to admit it. I really do. I'm worried about them against the Warriors because the Warriors, they rolling. They oiled up. They gassing up, bro. Steph coming off the bench.
Hey, Jordan Poole is looking like an all-star player, man.
You feel me? And it's like y'all going to get at that. You know, feel me? If Steven Adams is getting pulled in this series, he's going to be ineffective in the Golden State series.
He's dropped 31, 29, and 27 today, I think.
And it's like, crazy. Well,
Clay man. Is it, man. Clay looking like prime Clay.
All right, bro. Hey, listen.
Defense is good too. It's not like he's not playing defense either.
Bro, he playing against Will Barton, though. He's not playing against nobody, bro.
I'll give you
Klay Thompson on the offensive side, but defensively, he ain't playing against like Jaylen Brown or Kyrie or something like that. I'm not giving it to him on defense yet.
Kyrie, the way as much as you've been down on Kyrie lately.
Let's talk about the Warriors, man. 3-0.
Don't throw his name in your pot, man. I want that. 3-0 lead, man. That's gonna be Boston.
After Saturday. 3-0 lead.
The Nuggets had their chance to win one today, and they kind of blew it.
I think that the Nuggets.
Do you ever really feel like the Nuggets have a shot in this series?
No, but I thought they would win one or two, you know, but they had their chance to win one today, but I think they kind of blew their chances now, and I think it might be a sweep.
They're literally letting Jokic go to work. Like, yeah. That's the game plan. Mm-hmm. Let him stick to everybody else, and they're going to play him one-on-one.
Yeah, because
Draymond, Kevon Looney. That's it.
The Warriors had the worst turnover game they had in the series. They wasn't making their free throws.
Yeah.
And they weren't in foul trouble. And they still pulled it out and won. And I think the Nuggets blew their chance of winning.
That's true.
Well, I don't have really much to refute that.
Joker looks gassed now.
Yeah, bro. Of course he's tired.
Yeah,
bro.
They're letting him go to work. They're letting him do all the moves.
They have Joker playing drop coverage, bro. It's game three and you're still playing drop coverage, bro. Like, what are they thinking over there, man? You can't let Joker get killed.
Let's go ahead and call out something that nobody's really saying, but let's just call it how we see it. Aaron Gordon's a bust. Aaron Gordon, he's such a bust.
Oh, you remember I said that, but it was off the record. Aaron Gordon, the wide layups he missed.
It's supposed to be freaking dominating in the series against the Warriors, but he's not.
To give him a little credit, he is going. Draymond Green does start off guarding him. He doesn't start off guarding Jokic, but on
the switches, you're telling me you can't post up Jordan Poole on several post ups.
No, you can't post up Draymond though, for sure.
Okay, but I'm saying most of the time, what I've seen, he's getting switched onto a smaller defender.
I get what you're saying. When they go to depth lineup or whatever.
Yes.
And then they got, I believe, Clay at the three. Yeah. Clay at the three. And then they got Wiggins. Wiggins isn't that small. I mean, you could take advantage of the guards, I guess. Curry and Poole.
It is just, listen, we know this is a first-round exit for the Nuggets. It's really like, what will the team look like next year with Jamal, MPJ, and Jokic? Like, will they be as potent as we think they'll be? You know,
they'll look like how they used to look.
Like, I mean,
they played together before.
It seemed like so long ago. Honestly, we forgot that this team made a Western Conference Finals.
Yes,
and they came back from 2-3-1 on that run.
We need to see how Jamal Murray is, man.
Jamal Murray was that guy too. He was
when he comes back, I need to see how he plays.
Speaking of star guards. Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, I don't even want
to. Listen,
nobody expected this, man.
Let's talk about that.
Me and Chuck said one game.
Yeah, I wanted. Okay.
Hey, Jalen Brunson's the X Factor, though.
Okay,
are we Brunson, being real? Brunson's the X Factor.
Okay, hold on.
Like that, though. I ain't even going
to Everybody calm down. First things first, I want to touch on Spencer Dinwiddie. Like,
I tried to tell you about Spencer that boy Dinwiddie, man.
If Spencer Dinwiddie has another... Hold on. If he has another game like this, then the Jazz should just pack it up and go home and concede the series. Because... Spencer Dinwiddie not like that anymore. He's not like that anymore. He's
all right,
not like this. And you talking about Spencer Dinwiddie, bro? He shot 6 for 21. He's not really like that, bro.
Bro, he like that, bro. You got to see him play. Not. It's more than that, bro.
If he's not taking 20 shots, who else is, bro? Tell me.
Oh,
Luka's on the team, man. You got to take 20 shots.
I feel you, but. I'm not. He not like that, bro.
Come on, bro.
I'd have more faith in Victor Oladipo taking 20 shots for me right now. He don't even play right now. He's not even playing.
Bro, stop doing that, man.
Bro, he have options.
Stop doing that. Like,
what you mean? What
like,
I do?
You gonna name a random Miami Heat player?
Wow, how he random? No, we know Victor Oladipo. He not random. I'll take Victor.
You don't take Oladipo
over Spencer Dinwiddie right now. And on your team, you don't seriously. Y'all really? This is a question you got to think about.
Who, me?
Yeah, both of y'all. Like,
Will Victor Oladipo be going off right now?
I believe so. Hell yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't remember him playing.
I like Oladipo, though. I do.
Yeah, but I like him, but I haven't seen him play.
I got to see more. Like, we can't just throw him to the wolves.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's
what we're doing to John Morant.
Before the injury, I mean, Victor Oladipo had his own team. Spencer Dinwiddie ever have his own team and was actually the focal point of that team?
Brooklyn, I guess. He kind of said
no.
He was the one or two guy. You know?
Okay, man. All right, bro. All right, I'm gonna leave that nigga alone.
I'm just saying, they wasn't solid. Come on, bro.
Hey, man, you're just mad because the Jazz are disappointing you, man.
I am mad because they're not disappointing me. They're disappointing Donovan, and I'm disappointed for him because, bro, he shot 10 for 21. That's not really it's not a bad game. 1 for 8 from three-point range is bad, but when you have everybody else on the team, when you have nobody else who's really that useful on the team,
Bogdanovich and Ingles, listen, Mitchell and Bogdanovich,
I'm not putting no respect on Joe Ingles, bro.
What? Joe Ingles is in Cleveland. Mm-hmm.
I'm not putting no respect on Joe Ingles. And
Joe Ingles is a bucket getter, man.
Mike Conley actually had a good game, a game I wasn't expecting, and they still lost.
He can't guard nobody though.
Right. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like when you look at the numbers, like Bogdanovich 24, Conley 21, Mitchell 32, you would think they win this game or you at home with no Luka. You think that with those numbers, you think they would win this game. And then you go over and look at some of these other numbers. Mike Conley, even though he was okay, like 4 turnovers, and you can't guard nobody, that's not going to cut it for me, bro. Rudy Gobert, only 7 rebounds.
Hey, you can't guard nobody on the perimeter.
Finley Smith have more rebounds than Rudy Gobert?
Bro, and then it's crazy. You think Stephen Adams is getting pulled from his starting position because he can't get out there on Carl Anthony Towns. You, why are you not pulling Rudy Gobert big ass off the floor?
Yeah, like, you got all them small guards that just blowing past them. Dinwiddie, Brunson, everybody's blowing past them.
And then, that's all you can see.
And then you have Robert O'Neal playing 32 minutes and only scoring 2 points on free throws.
And then here's the crazy part. Here's where I cannot totally kill Donovan. He is the Jazz, especially on offense. When they're going at him, how they're going at him on defense, he's not the biggest guard. He isn't really. Like, he's like 6'2", 6'3", and he's kind of slim. Like, when everybody on the Mavericks is going at him, and y'all not even giving him no help, bro. Like,
another question. Why is Rudy Gay not playing? At least give him some minutes, man.
Yeah,
same reason why LaMarcus Aldridge and Blake Griffin are playing.
And Eric Paschal should play more than 10 minutes as well. He's only playing 10 minutes.
No, Eric.
I forgot they had Paschal. Zach Paschal from the Warriors last year.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's pretty solid.
Yeah, and he's pretty versatile. He could do a little bit of everything. But
isn't that Donovan Mitchell friend too?
Yeah. He's playing. Only playing 10 minutes.
Zach Paschal.
Yeah, I remember.
Eric Paschal.
Zach Paschal, that's the receiver from the Colts, bro.
Eric Paschal.
Right?
I don't know. I remember the Paschal last name from the Warriors.
Yeah,
Paschal. That Paschal Zach. That's a. You know what I mean? He got caught by the Colts. Yeah, my bad. Anyway, yeah. The Jazz. What are they down? 2-1. I'm not gonna lie. I think they win Game Four, and maybe that's just wishful thinking. But I'm gonna pick the Jazz to win Game Four because if you have any pride, if you're Donovan Mitchell, I don't care if you gotta drop 50, I'm not going out like this, bro. I'm not going, especially if I know I'm out. If I'm Donovan Mitchell, I've been checked out already. But I'm not going out like this. I'm not, bro.
Maybe Rudy's the one checked out.
Ooh, I'm not gonna say it because we gotta keep it PG, bro. But forget that dude. Like I'm bro. If I'm Donovan and I'm looking at Utah, I'm like, y'all can have him. I'm out. Like I'm out, bro. Like where would I go if I was Donovan?
You have a lot of options if you're Donovan.
LA, we could really use a Donovan. Oh my
goodness. I'm not sure.
Bright lights.
Hey, that's actually a good trade for Lakers, man.
Yeah, that'd be great.
The Jazz get another point guard. And...
Nah, but I say Donovan should go to a team like I'm not really sure what team would need. I mean, he's a two guard.
I'm really like sitting here thinking like
Dame time.
What'd he say?
Dame time in him.
No.
That actually, they low key fit personality wise.
Yeah, but nah, if you're Damian Lillard, I'm not trying to go play with another small guard, bro. Like y'all.
Yeah,
like,
you already did that. Yeah,
you did that true. Already. Even though Donovan, the only difference between Donovan and CJ McCollum to me is athleticism. But besides that, they both have the skills to be offensive like. Explosions, but also they can be defensive liabilities. So it's just to me, if you're Lillard, you want to go play with a two-way wing or a big guy like Embiid or what's that dude name? Another shooting big.
He could always go to New York.
Yeah, but like you know, I don't want to put players in positions where they're not gonna win. You know, New York is just too dysfunctional. That's why I didn't even say Donovan to New York. Yeah, but you know what? The Sixers are stuck with Harden right now.
They're not really stuck with him. They haven't re-signed him yet.
Yeah, you know, you got a point. They could trade Harden. If I'm 76ers, I'm looking to Utah. Hey, what's up?
Y'all want James? That's what I'm saying. Like
you feel me? I mean, yeah.
Yeah, like that's like a little spot.
Harden's over.
To be honest, they didn't put the right pieces around Mitchell this whole time. His best team that he had was his rookie year. And you've seen what happened. His rookie year, he had his best run. And he had the best players around him. Yeah, they had Gobert, but they also had hella shooting around him.
And you know what? And they brought back Mike Conley because they thought that Mike Conley was a good enough point guard to keep the ball out of Donovan's hands and for him to roam around, and that was not the case.
And Mike Conley fell off a cliff after that. After that, him on Denver. Huh?
But Jamal Murray?
Nah.
They have the pieces to trade.
So Murray, Mitchell, and Jokic?
Oh, my goodness.
Who's going to play defense?
I'm not trading MPJ for
I wouldn't do that either.
I mean, I'm not trading Donovan Mitchell for MPJ if I'm not on the other end.
I don't know. Maybe like if I got back some nice capital with it, because
what could you possibly gain back?
But listen, if I get rid of Mitchell for MPJ and maybe some picks or future picks or whatever, maybe. Like Gobert going too, and I'm gonna make sure I sell that defensive player of the year, multiple defensive player of the year. I'm finna be selling that, and y'all can have this dude. Like for real.
Hey, what was I just telling y'all? Like, why is he in the defensive player of the year conversation again? I get it. Like, I also don't get it. Like, I really don't see what he does better than Jaren Jackson. Like, I really don't see it. And he didn't even get considered a candidate this year. Like I understand Marcus Smart, Mikal Bridges, they did what they were supposed to. But that Ford or whatever big man that should have been right there, that should have been a Giannis or Jaren Jackson Jr. And I know Gobert. I'm tired of seeing Gobert.
You think Jokic is back to back MVP?
Who?
Jokic.
In terms of the MVP race, I don't know. I'm glad that they kind of holding it off a little bit, letting us get a little playoff time. You know, that's really tight because I really don't know about that. I have Embiid personally, but Jokic, I mean, number wise, that's it. If we want to go off numbers like how we did when Westbrook won, then I mean, obviously.
Hold on. Don't do
that. Bro, I'm doing him just like that.
No,
it was
your
number, bro.
No, think Giannis bro, I want it. First things first, hold on, bro. Hold on, Allen. Because
I want to hear what you got to say.
Westbrook, not only, I mean, you talking about the numbers. Yeah, okay. I'm not going to sit here and say Westbrook don't stat pat. I'm not going to sit here and say that. I'm talking about his
MVP season, the reason why he got it.
I'm about to get to that. Because I know he broke the Oscar Robinson.
That's why he won there, bro.
Record for triple doubles.
I'm trying to tell him he really think like, all right,
bro.
That's why he won there, bro. What do you mean?
Yeah, like,
but he wouldn't
AC,
have
AC
he
the wouldn't, team. Like, come on, bro. Go ahead.
Wouldn't have won MVP if his team didn't make the playoffs, though. And in the last game of that season against
I
the
know,
Nuggets,
bro.
He didn't just hit the shot. He had a triple double and took his team to the playoffs. Westbrook's best season shooting from three. That's one. Two, that did not bang off the backboard. That shit rattled off the back of the rim. And
man, that shit was, man.
That was not off no backboard.
That shit was a hard shot, bro.
Y'all trying to hold Westbrook.
That shit went clang, clang, clang.
Bro, you can't tell me. You can't tell me that Russell Westbrook wasn't the most valuable player to his team that season. No, hands down.
Bro, who else they had, bro? Who else they fucking had?
Exactly. Exactly. Steven Adams, that was it, bro. Andre Roberson was still on the team.
They had Oladipo at that time, didn't they?
I
believe so.
Man, I don't even remember like
Andre
that,
Roberson was on the other team, bro. It was fucking
I'm not gonna sit here and let y'all do that. Andre Roberson, when he was in his prime.
Hold on.
I know he didn't score that much, bro.
Hold on.
Who's scoring on him, though?
No. I give you that.
He wasn't
scoring. Hold on. In his prime. But that wasn't his prime. Like, when Westbrook was MVP, hell no, that wasn't Roberson prime.
I mean, it was like the back end of it, but his prime when they were.
Bro, as soon as
KD was there.
As soon as KD left, Roberson was so useless, bro. I'm talking about he fell. You talking about you talking about Mike Conley falling off a cliff? You wouldn't. You couldn't find Roberson with MPB. Oh, you want to talk about Mike Conley?
But Mike Conley still. Mike Conley can't go to park car right now. At least Mike Conley can't guard me right now.
Roberson can't shoot from 10 feet out. Like,
if I go, if I go in the court, me, you, or Allen go in the court and sit in the corner, go ahead and guard the blow by. You cannot guard it. If we sit in the corner, wait for the pass, and we blow by him, we know we do it. Like, he cannot stop it. Like, he cannot move his feet. They just don't move. It's like cement on the ground.
Yeah,
like,
he weak, bro. He weak, bro.
And with Mike Conley, the guy jumped. But he like jumped barely off the ground. He jumped like he a big man. I'm like, what the hell happened to Mike Conley bounce?
Bro, you can't find big man. You can't find one person like, or you can't find one person that I know that ever since Rudy Gobert came into the league, I ain't been saying the same thing about him. He's soft. He weak.
Oh, I've been saying the same thing, bro.
He is not that good.
I've been saying the same thing.
Like, bro, what?
How is he an all-star, bro? Like, what does he do to get?
Because he cried, bro. Because he cried, bro. That's why he all-star.
He cried like a mug for that all-star, and then they just kept giving it to him.
He cried, bro. That's what it was. One mug getting it.
They don't feel like I'm an all-star.
This nigga crying. Like, what?
Grown ass man, you big as hell, bro. All
right.
Anyway, let's get into the games on Friday. April 22nd. While I'm finna lose my voice and it's shit.
This is good. This is good so far, man. I like this.
Yeah. The first game is at 4 p.m.
Is it raining? Hold on.
It's not raining, bro.
Bro, it's raining.
Bro, it's fucking raining, dog.
Bro, it's raining.
Bro, I'm in Compton, bro. I ain't over there on that side of town where y'all at, bro.
I'm in L.A.
It's raining, dog.
It's probably gonna hit this way then. You feel me? I better get in the house.
You'll get in about 10, 15.
Anyway, for April 22nd, the Heat go down to Atlanta to take
on the Atlanta Hawks go down to the Heat. You get it? That was corny.
That was pretty corny.
Yeah, it was corny.
I didn't catch on to that last segment. I really didn't. I didn't really think about it, bro.
Those white jugs be funny sometimes. Go ahead.
And I'm over here looking at the
bro busted out a dad joke, bro.
That was a dad joke. Go ahead.
The Heat are 1-point favorites in Atlanta.
Jesus. You see the disrespect, but I don't even want to talk about it. Like, I really disrespect.
Disrespect.
Bro, 1 point? Have they even got close the last game?
They did the last game. They lost by 10 points.
Bro, we was up and then Bogdan got hot from the three to no avail. Okay. Exactly. We lost by 10 instead of 20 this time.
Jimmy had to drop 45 for y'all to win. Like, nobody else stepped it up.
Hey, relax. Yes, he did.
Nobody else stepped it up. Look how he scored it. Look how he scored it. They're giving him the shots.
Yeah.
If LeBron could go 1-on-1 with somebody all game, he not dropping 45. If KD could go 1-on-1, no help, that's what they're doing. They're sticking to the shoot. If any of them players could go 1-on-1, no help, you think they're not dropping that? You tried to take this guy like he just a role player once again. He's not a role player. He's Jimmy freaking Buckets.
45.
Like, come on, bro.
Hey, his team needed him to score 45 that game.
And that's what he
45.
Did.
45, yeah.
Yeah, like, he don't do that. He don't have to.
Yeah, he don't want to do that. He even said after the post-game interview, he said, I'm a pass-first guy.
Yeah, he said he would prefer not to play like that. Like, but they were hugging our shooters, and they left him 1-on-1. And even Nate McMillan said the game plan was to have Jimmy Butler beat you. What kind of game plan is that? Have Kevin Durant beat me. Have the star player beat you? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, listen. You know, I could kind of see.
They could have said have Duncan Robinson win you the game again. You
exactly.
Know?
Have Duncan win the game by shooting threes again.
Maybe it's more respect to Jimmy then if you hug up on all the shooters and just let Jimmy go off, because it's not like you, it's not like y'all got a Jimmy Butler and a second star. You get what I'm saying? Like y'all don't like Tyler Hero not a star yet. So Bam
is not a star, bro. Bro, are you smoke? Are you good?
Hey, that's
bro.
Why I'm confused. Like, what?
Whoa, relax, bro. What are you doing?
Like, okay. I didn't want to do this, but
this was the guy giving AD the fucking bro. Run for his money, man, before he got injured. What do you mean?
He just said, okay. The only reason why I didn't bring up Bam is because when he said, oh, we're gonna let KD go one on one, this, that, and the other. You feel me? In my head, he was comparing Jimmy to KD. So when I said Jimmy, I'm thinking like, okay, y'all ain't got KD and Kyrie, so that's why they can't just, oh, we gotta worry about two dudes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I get it. Bam's a star, but I mean, offensively, is he really that potent? You get what I'm saying? Like Jimmy, okay, but like,
bro, he could shoot the package, three. Bro. He could shoot a mid range. He could post you up.
Not a 3-point. I don't know. He might need a little more in his bag for that. But
he could, if he's wide, but that mid range,
he got it for sure.
Like, if he's don't wide just, open, he'll hit that, man. That's the point I'm trying to make. If he's wide open at the 3-line,
I'm not saying he's gonna give you Kyrie numbers though. But he'll for sure play better defense.
He's gonna be like Gobert, and he can go on 1-5. You know what I'm saying?
So that's I take two-way players over two just offensive. I mean, KD still to me, I still feel like KD play defense. As much as you don't, I feel like that boy play defense. He don't strap. I mean, you can't strap. I mean, Tatum, he gonna score 20 at least. Like KD had a bad game. He at least had, you know, he gonna score.
I didn't definitively say KD don't play defense. I said he's a good shot blocker. He has length. He just don't have the size to stop people from getting to the bucket.
Anyway,
why? Because he's skinny. Say
yes, bro. Say. What do you mean, bro?
So you don't think he's strong?
No, yeah, he's strong, bro. For being skinny, you think he's
just a weak player? Like, no,
that's not what I'm saying, bro. But your frame is your frame.
Like, yeah, he's pretty strong though.
Okay,
hey, I'll be seeing dudes have a hard time. Like, he ain't
saying that, bro.
Like it's Snoop Dogg playing or anything.
and you remember what I said earlier too? I said any player that has to carry that load offensively is not going to be a good defensive player at the same time. Unless you're LeBron James.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I said that.
I mean,
bro.
LeBron.
Don't bring up LeBron, bro.
I'm just saying, how many players have we seen in our generation be able to carry the load on offense?
Kawhi. Hello.
KD is not one of them.
That was a good one.
Giannis. Hello. Giannis.
KD. I'm saying KD is not one of them, bro. KD is not one of them. I'm sorry. The offense, or he gave you a little bit of defense and a little bit of offense. He's not gonna give you stupendous offense and great defense. It's not in his repertoire.
He can play defense.
I'm not saying he can't play defense. I'm saying he don't. He is not the most effective defensive player. He's really not. Like he's long.
Okay, but we're not saying he is the best defender, man. We're saying he could stand his own.
Yeah, he's sitting in the chair, bro. Do we not sit in the chair?
I sit in the chair. I don't know, bro. Oh, he can hold his own, okay, but sit in the chair. I feel like you don't gotta be Tony Allen, but man, like
nobody gonna be that guy, bro.
Like Kobe
Bryant said, "Come on, you trying to compare all time great defenders."
Man,
like, come on, bro. I seen Tony Allen on Damian Lillard, an old Tony Allen.
And y'all was talking, you said Giannis Allen. Giannis was only like that for like a season or two because everybody's going at Giannis. Luka, DeRozan, like DeRozan is going at Giannis. What?
DeRozan go at everybody, bro. I don't even know. Hey, people got to put some respect on him, even though it was Lebronto for a while.
DeRozan showed up.
If it wasn't for Bron, Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan would have at least made at least one final by now. That boy Brown was literally their obstacle. They knew when they made it to playoffs, you would have to play that guy. And it will be LeBronto. Like, that's why we used to call it that. It was LeBronto.
I'm already knowing.
Yeah, DeRozan showed up, though, man, as he said he would.
I think the
I
Hawks,
said that, too. I said that.
I think the I was Hawks like, are going to steal this game, though. I think the Hawks are going to steal this game from the Heat, bro.
No, bro.
Put and what? Bro. And, the Heat, and would, bro. Are you willing to guarantee it? Yeah.
Let me go look at this real quick.
The guarantee moment of the show, man.
Yep.
Oh, the Heat win. All right. You, I got Chuck?
The. You know what? Yes, I will guarantee the Hawks win this game at home. The first game at home.
I got the Heat winning by 10 or more, man.
I got the Hawks winning this game by 10 at least.
Whoa. Guarantee it.
Guaranteed, bro. Guaranteed.
Hey, all right. All right.
Guaranteed, man. You know what I'm saying? Right. I see this man, Bam, got a quadriceps injury. That's, you know what I'm saying, game time decision. PJ Tucker got a calf. Marky Morris, hip. They got some little injuries, little nicked up. You know what I'm saying? You know,
it's a playoff, man. Everybody hurt.
Yeah, bro, it's the playoffs, man. But, you know, the Hawks don't have Clint Capella, and I still think they can win. I think Trae Young is due. For a Trae Young type game, I'm not gassing it. I'm just saying you do like how D'Angelo Russell's do and Chris Middleton.
You gonna see how deep the Heat is, bro, with all them injuries. You finally gonna see because a lot of people is forgetting we ain't had a healthy roster all year. We're number one still for a reason. Eric Spoelstra, coach of the year, by the way. But we gonna see who you feel is over him. Oh, Monty Williams, I guess. Yeah.
Udoka, they're pretty good. Udoka.
I mean, he's kind of neck and neck with them, too. He had injuries as well, you know? So, either or would be cool for me.
I'm just taking the Hawks to go against the grain here because I'm going to stick to my Hawks are going to get a game out of this series. That's how I believe that Jokic thought. I thought Jokic should get a game or two.
Jimmy's going to get the broomsticks and give him some coffee on the way out, man.
Hey, man. Brooms and coffee, man.
He was dropping 40. Remember that? Yeah, I said KD was dropping 40. he not ever shoot at 9 for 24 again.
He didn't shoot that though.
He shot worse.
He's at least accountable, man. He said, I just gotta figure out and play better.
Okay, right, so man. So
he'll get it too. Ain't worry about KD, man. Anyway, who else was playing?
Well, just like my boy said, man. Heat and foe.
Yes. With the coffee out the door.
Nets in six.
Thank you.
Heat in five. Celtics in seven. Y'all have no respect for the Bulls.
Okay, now go on, bro. Go on with your Friday games, bro.
Chill out, bro, because y'all started this. Until
Saturday, man. Relax.
If the Nets get hot, bro, and they just start seeing these dudes as dog food, it's over with. I'm waiting on Kyrie to start looking at them as dog food. He coached these dudes basically because the coach that they had wasn't that good.
Kyrie ain't coach shit. Sorry, man, excuse my
Brad,
language.
Brad Stevens is the general manager for a reason. That boy couldn't coach shit.
Kyrie obviously couldn't coach nothing, or they would have gotten to the finals. They had that team was loaded.
They
had
locker room issues, bro.
Bro, like exactly.
Kyrie, bro, Gordon, Center, hey, bro. Gordon Hayward was nice still, bro. Like,
bro, Gordon Hayward, what? No,
what?
Bro,
like,
you're smoking.
What do you mean,
you're
stack?
Smoking,
what do you mean,
bro.
Stack? This ain't the same, JB. And what? JT
Gordon Hayward was giving buckets. What are you talking about?
Hold on. JB and JT were still, bro. We were. I get it. We aren't talking about them.
Jalen Brown was not the player he is now.
He was not.
Jason Tatum was emerging, bro. You can't tell me Jason Tatum wasn't budding before our eyes. You couldn't tell me that. And you also couldn't tell me that Jaylen Brown wasn't emerging as a two-way.
No. Jaylen Brown was not the
Okay, emerging and being one, like which they are.
Okay,
right
but, you,
now.
Yeah. but you know,
Jaylen Brown right couldn't hit shit. Back
I know Jaylen Brown was a terrible shooter when he first got into the league.
He just had he had a terrible shot and a terrible dribble. He had no dribble. Now he got a whole.
He had no game to him, bro. He had no package. No, he has a package.
Hey. But Kyrie didn't teach him that. I don't want to hear that, bro. Because Kyrie left.
Man, they started getting in a bag like that all of a sudden between the legs.
Kemba Walker was there. Kemba Walker was there.
Hey, man, Kemba Walker wouldn't play shit on that team either.
I'm fucking Kemba Walker. What did they do with him? Like, Kemba Walker? Are you serious?
Bro, man, what did he do with Kemba, bro? Tell me,
that
dog.
One time in UConn, everybody keep talking. Oh, whatever. He faced the old ass D Wade twice in the playoffs. Old D Wade. And still in lost in six both times.
Bro, tell me what Kemba did on the Celtics, please. Besides get exposed on defense, bro. Well, tell me what he do.
Well, he didn't do nothing on the Knicks either. He didn't know he was on Knicks this year, bro.
Hey, he off the Knicks next season, bro.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about that. Nah.
Bro, really? That was your debate, bro? Kemba? Kemba was your savior, bro?
Bro, what? Kyrie, y'all said Kyrie.
I'm talking about the package. Like, look at that.
What package? Man, Kyrie wasn't long enough to teach him. Wasn't there long enough to teach him anything useful, bro.
Jaylen Brown that had no back to him, bro. What do you mean?
Man, he had no back, bro. He was known as a dunker, bro. He had no bag. He did not have a dribble bag like that.
All right, bro. We get it.
He was known as a defender and a dunker, bro. That's it.
Y'all acting like Kyrie just developed them boys. Like,
saying he developed. I'm saying he trained with Kobe. So, I mean, of course, he was going to eventually get in his bag, you know? Well, I'm saying, like, JB, he didn't have no dribble. He was working with Kyrie. He even said, man, I'm gonna find a clip before I say that shit, but don't trip. I'm right, next episode.
Anyway, so another game, well, a different game, because I don't got to eat crow about the Celtics. They up 2-0 like I thought they
bro,
would.
Bro,
you know what I'm saying?
Bro, the Celtics are until Saturday.
Okay,
bro.
You
we're
thought
talking
that
about
they was
Friday
going to
game.
Defend home court.
Yeah, but you know, yeah.
That's
I mean,
we're
listen,
talking
I got,
about Friday games, bro.
I got Brooklyn winning a couple of games at home, but in the end,
that's
the Celtics,
great. They defended
the,
home court. Just
the,
like
Celtics, the Celtics will win the series because Brooklyn is not as good
as
the Celtics.
Bro. That's Brooklyn until Saturday, bro. We still haven't finished with Friday. What are you doing?
Katie and Kyrie not dropping 40. I thought they might have, but they. Anyway. A game or a series that I gotta eat crow on is this Bucks and Bulls series that could go 7 games. And
you said no.
Hey, you can't flip flop. Whoa,
I'm not flip flopping. Hold on,
Chris Middleton injured.
It is clear and obvious now. Yes, it is clear and obvious now that this could go. I'm not saying it's going to go.
Chuck,
I'm saying it could go 7 games,
The Bulls.
The Bulls,
but you hear what he said?
Hey, roll the clip, bro. Somebody roll the clip.
Hey, that's what we need the clip. We need the clip back up.
Bro, somebody roll the clip, bro.
The Bulls' best chance to win the game was probably this first game when the Bucks didn't shoot that well.
I feel like the Bulls' best chance to win a game is at home. Want me to tell you why?
Go ahead.
In the season series, that's the only time they got to win. And to be honest, like DeRozan said, they're not going to shoot like that. Zach LaVine, that was his first playoff game. A lot of people don't know that because Zach LaVine is highly touted. You know, that's his first playoff game. I expect him to kind of get the rust off a little more in the second game. But I feel like they're going to steal a game 3 or game 4. If they are to steal a game, like y'all used to.
But you know what, though? And I'll be honest. I'm sticking with my Bucks sweep, but I'm not as adamant about it now because of that game, you know, and what you're saying. Like, I'm not – like, if the Bulls steal a game, I wouldn't be surprised. If they steal 2 games, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, at home, I'm not sure.
But I think the Bucks are that good, and I'm going to stick by my pick. I'm not going to flip-flop.
Like I said, though – DeRozan and LaVine, they're not shooting like that again, bro.
Listen, Chris Middleton was having a decent second half before he got the MCL
spray. Third quarter, you mean?
Second
half. Like how you always do?
Second half, man.
That boy show up in the third quarter and disappear in the fourth, or he disappear in the third, show up in the fourth. he picked one quarter to go off.
Like listen, if you ask me, like, how much trouble do I think the Bucks are in right now?
Imagine the Bulls had Lonzo. Oh my god,
what happened? What's going on?
The Bulls with Lonzo is a completely different team.
Oh yeah. The Bucks. If I like scale to 1 to 10, I'm like a 7. I'm worried because, bro. All DeMar and LaVine have to do is like continue to shoot like this, and they beat y'all. Like they like Giannis, you had 33, 18, and 9. And Chris Middleton, what the hell, bro? I get it. You was efficient in the third quarter, whatever. How dare you go 1 for 3 in the first half? Like, bro, are you supposed to be the second option?
That boy's getting strapped by Caruso.
Man, like, come on, dog. This is why I picked the Bucks to sweep the Bulls because I did not fully respect the Bulls.
No, you didn't.
I did not, bro.
Didn't you respect?
I think that's it.
Oh, DeMar DeRozan? What the heck?
Oh, I thought you meant like team-wise. My bad, DeMar. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
no, no, bad. No. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's not like I didn't.
That's Compton's finest right there, man.
Bro, it's not like I disrespected. That's not like I disrespected DeMar and said he was weak. I didn't say he was weak.
Okay.
I didn't know.
He said he wasn't that guy. Let's be real. He said he's not that guy.
Pelicans, Suns, Devin Booker's out.
Oh, the Pelicans, Suns, I'm at an 8. I'm worried about the Suns. I'm at an 8.
Devin Booker's officially out next game.
He probably out for the next 3 games. Like this.
Yeah, and they said 2 to 3 weeks. He's done for the
season. Oh, whoa,
Yeah, you didn't see that 2 to 3 weeks?
He's done for the series.
Yeah, bro. The Suns, they on upset alert. And real talk, bro, the only reason why – the Suns might catch a break here is because the Pelicans are inexperienced. Like, for real. Like, they done. I mean, but outside of CJ McCollum and Valanciunas, like, maybe you could name one more guy on the team that has some deep playoff experience. But outside of that, there's a relatively young team, and they're playing with house money. You feel me? We wasn't expecting the Pelicans to really do much. I mean, hey, when you make the play-in, you got a chance to make the playoffs. You did what you had to do to make the playoffs. Now you're going against the best team in the league, record-wise, and you steal the game on their home court. Before Devin Booker got hurt, the game was close. It's not like it was a blowout. So, which is also a concern for me from the Suns' point of view, from the Suns' standpoint, because Devin Booker having 31 at the half, and it was only like a 4-point game. All I was saying to me was, and you guys were telling me that like the Suns have scores. Where are they? Like what? Ayton, Bridges, I get you a defensive player, but Campaign, you not really you more of a scorer than people give you credit for. Cam Johnson, like where are these guys? You feel me? Against the Suns, I mean, not
I don't
against
even
the
want to hear Ayton name come up again, man.
And man,
I'm tired of hearing about DeAndre Ayton, man. Like,
and the man New Orleans,
the man has not did nothing.
It's in New Orleans.
If I had to pick a team to win this game,
I'm going Pelicans this next game, and I'm going in off pure momentum and home court advantage. That Smoothie King ain't never looked like that. I ain't never seen it look like that.
Smoothie King.
But it's looking real bad. I know they ain't going to get Zion back, quote-unquote, for the season. But if he was to come back, they look pretty nice. He can't come back looking like how Charles Barkley look right now. But if he lose a little weight.
How real of a chance do you give the Pelicans to win this series?
I give them
on a scale of 1 to 10? Mm-hmm. I give him about a 6.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing.
So, like 60%.
Yeah.
That's not bad, though. You know, that's more than 50%. Yeah. Feel me? Like,
pretty much.
Especially if they win the next game. Oh, that's a definitely momentum right there. Then they'll be like, damn, like, fuck this.
But I'm not gonna, not gonna do that to Chris Paul as well.
Yeah, Chris Paul, though.
He's still a guy.
Now, if Chris Paul gets injured, then, oh man, series is over.
Yeah, that's one thing that they don't want to happen. I don't care what no
Suns. I'm gonna take the Suns in game three because without Booker, you know, I mean, they were the Suns went without Booker for like 7-8 games this year because he had a hamstring earlier this year and they was like 5-2, something like that. And they was out. They were without CP. They've won games without these guys before in the lineup. As long as, like I said, like I said this to you earlier off air, like I think that the offensive potency that Booker provides to the team is
and he actually been strapping up. I ain't gonna lie.
And I think he, just that with I think just his potency alone is equivalent to like CP3's facilitation of the offense and his floor general ability. Like, you need these two guys. Now, I'm not saying like they're yin and yang, but I'm saying like just their importance. You feel me? Their importance to the offense, in their own way. And if you take one of these guys out, it's really hard. Like to me, this team comes back down to earth. You feel me? Because honestly, a lot
of people were saying that they didn't want CP3 and Kobe playing together. On me. Now I see, because this shit right here, he ain't Kobe, though. I mean, but shoot, if them two were not in
his prime no more, if Chris Paul was in his prime.
But that's what I'm saying. You remember that trade that I was supposed to go through? Now I see what people be talking about. Like, a back end CP3 is playing with a prime Devin Booker right now, and I'm still seeing some crazy shit. So I can only imagine.
A younger CP3 and
prime. That would have been pretty. I see why they vetoed that. They like, that's you guys going to that. That's three rings right there, almost. That's like 2-3 rings. If people don't get hurt, obviously. But you know, I'm taking Pelicans.
Okay,
me too.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and take the Pelicans because their role players play a little bit better at home. I don't feel like the role players have really been playing really that well in the series so far, but I'm gonna take them game three.
Yeah.
Okay. A couple of things I want to get into before we get up out of here. One thing, back to the Bucks and Bulls, because I know Alan just wanted to get to the Warriors and Pelicans. I mean, not Warriors, the Suns and Pelicans, and we didn't make picks for the Bucks and Bulls game three in Chicago. I think I know where Chuck is going with this, but
the Bulls.
The Bulls game three in Chicago.
Yeah, the first game and then the Bucks won game four.
Well, how you got it, CMJ?
I got the Bucks win game three in a bounce back statement win. I think something about the Bulls just falls off in game three, but I think the Bulls win game four, and this really is really becomes a series. I'm gonna have respect for the Bulls. I think they split in both teams, you know, respective homes. Yeah, I think they both split.
Even if Bobby Portis and Middleton don't play?
Yeah, I just think I think because for some strange reason, like somebody's got to step it up. Somebody has to step it up. And it's Giannis.
And who would that be? Shoot, so, I mean,
No, I'm saying like it's like with Giannis on the court, you know, like they're gonna they already try
I feel
to do
like
the wall.
Drew Holiday, I feel like Drew is gonna have a good game. He haven't been playing like as well as he used to play.
Yeah, like, I feel like he'll have a play. Like six, I don't think he'll go 6-for-16, but it's definitely a possibility because he's not the best scorer. Like he really.
Well, he was having some 30-point games in the finals. So if he want to step it up, he can step it up on the offensive end. We've all seen him do it. It's just a matter of do you want to do it?
Also, who do you got in that game?
Of course the Bulls.
Uh-huh.
Of course. Giannis, I think that they figured it out with him now. You can't really,
because they play better defense.
You can't really stop the guy, but you can make a work on the defensive end. So he'd be too tough. He wasn't. Most of his turnovers was him being tired, like trying to do his same run downhill stuff. He get slips up or he get tripped up, like two bodies on him. Like, at least Chicago is trying to throw bodies. What a lot of people don't do is they think, they say, oh, he's just going to break the wall. Okay, let him break it. Build it, though. Rebuild it. Keep building the wall. You think he's going to keep breaking it? No, that's a lot of big bodies. Tristan Thompson, as much as weak as he is, like, he, I ain't saying he did it on purpose, but he took Bobby Portis out. He took Bobby Portis out yesterday. So, I mean, he gained a little more value points to, off that. Shoot. I'm not saying he did it on purpose once again.
Yeah, but, yeah.
You know, but you know he was hustling. You know? And I got them winning, bro. That's it. DeMar DeRozan goes for 30 this time now.
Okay.
Zach LaVine need to finally get his. I'm waiting on him. He be just coasting along in the game. Like, he don't really try.
Before my phone dies. before I let y'all get up out of here and my phone dies. I'm not done killing y'all about the Nets real quick. In fact, I just want to know.
No, we not doing it.
No, I have a question for you.
Wayne's doing it, bro.
Bro, this guy, bro. We got tomorrow. They play on Sunday. They play tomorrow, huh?
No, they play Saturday, yeah.
I just have a question.
That's for tomorrow's podcast, man.
Bro, I just have a question, bro. Like, I really want to know. I really want to know, like, do you genuinely believe that Kyrie and KD are going to win this series? Like, why?
What is it so hard to understand?
I'm confused. Like, y'all think Kyrie and KD are enough, and they haven't been enough yet. Like,
all right, someone cut the show. All right, we had enough. Cut the show.
Bro, can you explain it to me? Somebody please explain it to me.
Name the Celtics starting five.
Smart, Tatum, Brown, Horford, and Tice right now. But well, you know, if Robert Williams is healthy, it's gonna be Robert Williams. So I mean, I get where y'all coming from, like Al Horford, not all that, but homie been stepping it up. Like, I just like,
it's two games. That's all I'm gonna say. They coach looking real nice though. I'm not gonna even lie. They coach. It's like he studied KD down to a science.
Honestly, like, yeah, honestly, that boy. I'll be
and
honest.
I think that they were saying like he followed him kind of his whole career, like the head coach. I never knew that. Like he kind of followed KD his whole career.
Real talk, bro. If the Nets had a better coach, the series would probably be 1-1 or it'd be 2-0 Brooklyn, bro. Like, real talk.
I'm telling you, Steve Nash has no idea what he's doing. I mean,
it's a coach.
Yeah, I'm not even going to sit here and sugarcoat it because the way
Boston coach looked like he locked in on KD. Like, he know Kyrie going to get his make or miss, you know? At this point, he like, you know, make or miss. Like, he was making difficult shots. So, he locked in on KD. They not letting him get no position. I was seeing all that, how physical they was playing with him. He was getting knocked down the whole game. I'm like, I know he's sore. But, Nets are winning the next game.
Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. We're going to talk about it tomorrow, man.
We'll talk about more about this Ben Simmons thing, too. You feel me? Oh, and yeah, maybe a possible Robert Williams appearance. Hopefully, we'll get a Robert Williams sighting soon so we can put all this Nets stuff to rest. Oh, man.
Time Lord.
All right, man. I'll catch you on the next episode, man. Good night. Peace.
Good night.
All right, man.